Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, a new book claims that Emmanuel Macron smells, not necessarily in a bad way. According to the book, Macron wears industrial amounts of Dior Eau Sauvage. So how much is the appropriate amount for lads? Sadie Chowan is creative director of the Burren Perfumery. Good afternoon, Sadie.
Good afternoon.
So the stuff Macron wears, though, that's not a bad choice.
It's legendary. It's one of the great classics. It was created by a perfumer called Edmond Rudnicksha, and he's just one of the greats. So, no, it's a good choice for a Frenchman.
Okay. And is it a unisex scent or is it exclusively for men?
It was created for men, but like all good men's scents and colognes, it's been widely worn by women. So I don't know the exact figures, but I would imagine that they're pretty near equal. I mean, I think women are always attracted, you probably don't know this, but always attracted to good men's unisex scents.
Okay. Now, the book describes that Macron apparently has bottles of the stuff everywhere and, you know, he's always ready to spray some on them, almost like he's marking his territory. Now, I don't know if that's a politician thing or is that a French thing?
I was brought up in France, and it makes me smile with a feeling of affection. I think it's a French man thing, but also, yeah, it's a power thing. I mean, you know, he's powerful, and it's French man maybe taking to a little bit of excess.
Okay, and so his intention would be, I want, you know, because again, in the book describes you can smell him before you see him, sort of thing. So is that what he wants? Is that what the average French man wants, to be smelt before they're seen?
I think for the average French man, it's wearing a perfume or a cologne is part of getting dressed. So it's like choosing a shirt or, you know, choosing the right color of your suit or pullover or whatever. It's very much part of it. But I mean, it reminds me of an experience. And, you know, I have many friends in Paris, and I was used to hang out with a French lady, a girlfriend of mine. She's exquisitely dressed, really elegant, Parisian. But I don't know if you remember the perfume Poison, which was, I mean, could knock you over at 20 paces. And so I think it's part of the same thing. But I think Louis XIV used to wear a lot of very powerful perfume as well. So I'm pretty sure it is a power thing as well. But it's sort of what we're all trying to do in a way, is project our personality. So it's a certain style.
Does one have to take into account a combination between the sort of skin you are, and perhaps your pheromones, I don't know, and the perfume? Or do all perfumes smell the same on everybody, I suppose, is my point.
That's a really interesting question. So here at the perfumery, we welcome thousands of people, and I get to smell our perfumes on lots of the skin of lots of different people, and they're different on everybody. So perfumes react differently depending on your skin, also depending on your pH balance, depending on also to some extent what you've eaten. But really, they're quite unique and different. And I love that about perfumes, because they can be totally different from one person to the next.
Depending on what you've eaten.
Yep. If you eat a lot of curry or garlic, or if you're very, for women especially, if you're very stressed, your skin is different. And your perfumes will smell differently on you.
Okay, so does that mean that you know, even to choose a scent, you have to go through a process of what suits you, but perhaps also that might vary depending on the time of the day or what you're going to have for dinner?
It does. Yeah, it does a little bit. And certainly, I always feel with perfumes, you know, I always feel with perfumes that it's so important to, it's not like, you know, getting married on a first date. It's really important to live with that perfume, to try it, to take a little sample, to live with it in your home environment for a little bit, to see if you really are going to get on long term, and if that's the perfume that really is fits your identity. And here we don't let anyone buy perfumes directly. We let them go off with a sample and try them at home and you know, get used to each other. So yeah, every perfume is different on everybody.
Now, and you know, as we've said already, the report seemed to be that Macron sprays himself with a lot of this stuff at the time. There was an old, and you know, it's a bit of a cliche that Irish men would really only wear any kind of a scent if they haven't had a shower. And it's just to cover that. It's a bit about links. What's the proper way to apply it, and how often should one apply it?
Okay, so obviously it depends if you're French or Irish. But to apply it, you apply it on your pulse point. So really you're trying to get the perfume onto your skin in an area which is warm, because that will activate the oils in the perfume. So your wrists, you know, on your neck, you can put it on your clothes if you don't want it directly onto your skin. But generally on your pulse point, so your wrists and your neck. The other way you can do it is you can spray it ahead of you and walk into it. That's nice as well.
And if you do that first thing in the morning, should that be all you need?
That completely depends on which scent you've chosen. So for something like Eau Sauvage, I think it probably will be, it's a classic citrus-based with musk. It will probably last from somewhere between 6 and 8 hours. That's the usual longevity of a perfume of that type. But 2 hours, it will be a maximum output for 2 hours. So if you're looking for that first sort of impact, you might want to be refreshing it every few hours.
Right. And on a day like today, and I imagine it's a lovely day in the Burren today, is that a factor if it's sunny?
It is, absolutely, because it makes the sunshine and the warmth makes the oils more, the molecules more volatile, and so it will disappear faster.
How long have you been open for business there?
The perfumery's been here for over 50 years.
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I didn't know that.
I know, 1972. It's amazing, isn't it? So we've always made all the perfumes on site by hand and from natural oils. And I've owned the perfumery for over 25 years now, and I run it with my husband.
Because it's such an extraordinary part of Ireland in terms of the nature that's all around you, does that have an influence in the perfumes you make?
It absolutely does. So I'm the creative director and the perfumer, and all my inspiration comes from the Burren and the landscape around us. And I love going out for a walk, whether it's a day like today or when it's pouring with rain, and just seeing some of the plants that are coming up, and the meadowsweet or the wild thyme or the wild fragrant orchid, which is just glorious and now in a few weeks' time. And I create perfumes around that. So the latest perfume that I'm working on at the moment is around the gorse, the scent of that really amazing yellow gorse that you see everywhere, which actually has a really exotic smell of coconut when you get close to it.
Sounds absolutely delicious. Sadie, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Sadie Chowan there, Creative Director of the Burren Perfumery.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.